The Gemara brings the memory of Rabba. So there are two things. We have to learn the memory of Rabba, which itself is quite a handful. And then we have to see the connection, how it connects to the memory of Rapia. We're in the middle of learning about Rapia. So the Gemara inserts here the memory of Rabba. In a Shaloi Taimer. The Gemara says, Ma Shaloi Tehe Adas Piv Gadol Me Adas Tehe Adim Akabal Taimer. Shaloi Taimer. Adas Piv Hud Rami Rachman HaShavua like the Rabba. You might think only Adas Piv has a Shavua like the Rabba. And then the Gemara says, Ma Shavua the Kabal Taimer. But for today, we're going to learn Rabba's memory and not the connection. The connection we'll get back to. Domer Rabba. If Neymar Omra Taira might have a mix of Satayna Yishavat, why is it that somebody who's made of mitzvah swears? What's the question? Neima Amra Taira made of mitzvah Sataina. What do you mean, Neima Amra? Why not? Well, it seems to be a kasha. There's something wrong. Teresa made of mitzvah swears. We have to explain it. Why do we have to explain it? So Rashi and Tosfos have what seem to be two different shotim in the Bepneima. Rashi says in the bottom Rashi, Mimneima Amra Taira, Rashi says, why do you have to swear? Said Rashi, V'loi Choshvai Kimeshav Aveda. L'paitre. There's a din of Meshav Aveda. What's a din of Meshav Aveda? If somebody finds an Aveda, if I find a wallet, and I return it to somebody, and the person says that there was $100 in the wallet, and I say there were only $50 in the wallet, so what should be the din? Pashtus. I'm invited to be mixed. He said, "They me, and I found his wallet with a, and I have to give him $100 in the wallet." And I'm saying, "No, there's only $50 in the wallet." So I'm invited to be mixed. So there's the din of Meshav Aveda. Meshav Aveda is that since I'm a Meshav Aveda, I wanted, I could have not picked up the Aveda in the first place. So Chazal said that they were afraid that a person picks up Avedis, he gets headaches from it, he's going to have to swear. No, a person doesn't want to swear. So he's not going to pick up the Avedis. Rashi says there, that they were afraid that he's going to walk away from an Avedis. If he has a mice, he picks up an Avedis, he returns it. And he has to swear because of it, so he's going to leave the Avedis. So Chazal said that a Meshav Avedis is part of Mishpul. That if you're returning someone's aveda, that we're not mechayev Yeshua. That's the din of Meshav Aveda. Look, Rashi. Mipnei ma'amra Torah v'lechashrik Meshav Aveda. The Gemara is asking. Here it's also a Meshav Aveda. Someone says you owe me $1,000. You say I owe $500. You're Meshav Aveda. You could have denied the $500 too. You should have a din of a Meshav Aveda. And you should be part of a Shavua. That's how Rashi learns. What? It's true. It's a problem. But this is the Pshat in Rashi. Tosfos says that they are Torah Pirushinam of Benigul. The Baikarfer called Tosfos says it's in a very simple kasha. Every might have been mixed as a migul. He could have been a Kaifer Kol. So he should be put from a shvua because of his migul. Because he has a migul that he could have been. Every might have mixed as a migul of Kaifer Kol. So Rashi and Tosfos have two pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos says, so the Rosh says that the Gemara's kasha is Yainemon Bevigul, Abba's kasha is Bevigul Bevigul, Rashi's kasha is Meshav Aveda. So the question is, why didn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? Why didn't Tosfos learn like Rashi, right? Which kind of pshat is more pashut? Tosfos is much more simple. Tosfos is simple. It sounds like a very simple kasha. Every might have a mixas as an ego of Kaifer Kol. So why didn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? So that's easy. Because there's a machlokes rishayim, if you say a migul after a mishua. If If a migul only partners a person for mamon, or if you say migul lafturei mishvua, I'm reading by him, it's my collection to be shining. But it's totally in, we'll have to hopefully see. But Tosfos holds clearly that a migul could partner a person for mishvua. That's what Tosfos learns. Tosfos learns that the Gemara is saying that a might have been mixed, should be put to Rishwar because of Migo Kaifer Akar. But clearly, Tysus learns that Migo Lapture Mishwar, we say. Rashi didn't hold like Tysus, could well be. And Rashi holds Migo Lapture Mishwar, Layamina, that we don't say Migo to Pato a person from Mishwar. In Hayais, we don't say Migo to Pato a person from Mishwar. The Gemara's kasha can't be migul, because migul wouldn't pack it. You can yell migul after a mishvul lahemir, and the migul wouldn't pack it. So that's why Rashi did not learn like Tosfos. Now, why did Tosfos learn like Rashi? Could be because he held that migul after a mishvul lahemir. He says pashup shah. But there are many difficulties with Rashi. The Nachas David writes that these words of Rashi says lo yacholti lahomam, I can't take it. He says this Rashi has a whole list of problems with Rashi. His main problem is that Meshav Aveda is a takana derabbanan. Min haTorah, if you find an Aveda and you return it, and the person says it was $100, and you say it was $50, now it's how you have to swear. There might have been mikzah. The takon of Meshav Aveda is the takon of the Rabbanan. We, the Rabbanan, were afraid. The Lishbekalei Velezel, that people shouldn't abandon Avedas. So the Rabbanan made a takon of Meshav Aveda. This Gemara is talking about the Rabbanan of the Reisel. The name of Amra Torah. So if you're going on the Deraisa, so then why did the pastor hold Sugi of Meshav Aveda here? Meshav Aveda is a Sugi of the Rabbanan. Tremendous kasha. Then he has a second kasha. Says a film tip to Leimer that somehow we're talking about a Durabana. What is Meshav Aveda? What's in a Gezerah? Chazal made a Gezerah the Leilishpik of Law of Elezel, that a person shouldn't abandon an Aveda. If you're walking in the street, you see an Aveda, you think I'll have headaches from it, a person will leave. Chazal were not afraid that a person is going to be a Goslin, that if a person already picked up an Aveda, he'll keep it because he doesn't want to have problems. To be a Goslin, I mean, what are we talking about? Someone who doesn't, he's so frum, he doesn't want to swear. Doesn't say swear, he doesn't want to swear. So he'd rather leave the Aveda in the street than swear. So he leaves the Aveda in the street, he doesn't want to have to potentially come to a shul. But, so that Chazal made Gzeira. But it doesn't make sense, you're going to make Gzeira that a person is someone says you owe me $100. He says I owe you $50. He's a Meshav Aveda. So we're afraid he's a firm person. He doesn't want to swear. Next time he'll be Kaifer HaKoel. Next time he won't return to $50. Being a Goslin is worse than swearing a true Shvua. Like Chazal didn't make Gzeira Meshav Aveda in a situation where they said if we make him swear, he'll steal. Well, because I call steal. Because I want a chayshish for that. It's unique to the case of lishpukal of a lazel, of leaving something in the street. You walk past an Aveda, it's easy to be Mayraheta. You walk past an Aveda, it's nemesis, there are exceptions. You don't always have to pick it up. At times you don't have to pick it up. Homeshaka Vesala. So there, because I were afraid, they made a Xeramesh of Aveda. By an Aveda, it's unique to an Aveda. But to say an Agamara by a Maida B'Mitzas, to say that a Maida B'Mitzas is a Meshav Aveda, because he could have denied it and been a Ganit, so that That doesn't make sense. What are we afraid of? Meshe Babel. These are problems with Rashi. Rashi says Meshe Babel L'Chayre, it doesn't fit, it doesn't make sense. So he brings a Meram Sheikh who wants to say the din of Meshav Aved is a din d'iraisa, and he says it's a Deicha Gadol. He doesn't accept such a teretz, and he then brings the Pnei Yeshua and Mesechta's Gittin. This Gemara appears in Gittin as well, and he brings the Pnei Yeshua and learns the Pshat into Rashi. Rashi Shita, we just said, is that Migu lafturei mishvua lo yamrina. We don't say a Migu to patur a person from mishvua. That's why Rashi didn't learn like Taisus. Migu lafturei mishvua lo yamrina. Why don't you say a Migu to patur a person from mishvua? So Pashup Shat, so to say Yeshua, the Migu is not enough of a proof to patur you from mishvua. Right? Migu is a certain amount of proof. It's not enough of a proof to patur you from Yeshua. Zokta Pnei Yeshua, you can have two types of migul. One is a regular migul, and one is a stronger migul. What's a regular migul? A typical case of migul is... What's a typical case of migul? Remember? Huh? You want to give an example of a case of migul? What do you say? What? An example. Krua Migu de Mezuyas. It's usually what we use as an example. And that's the most common Migu in Shas. Krua Migu de Mezuyas. Alright? What does that mean? You say, you have a shtar that says I owe you money, and you are Mekayim your shtar. So, and I say, Perua, I paid it. As a Migu, I could have said Mezuyas. I could have said the shtar is false. That's sort of the typical case. Perua Migu de Mezuyas. You bring me a shtar, it says I owe you money, I say I pay, I've known them honest that I pay, but I have a migul and mizuyif. Kru amigo and mizuyif. In that case, if I say perua, what's the din? I pay zero. If I say mizuyif, what's the din? I pay zero. Both are equal. The taina I said and the taina I could have said are equal. Or, Zarti b'migu denensa by a shomer, shomer pekat. He's saying, believe me that I gave the pekatin back. I could have said it nensa and I'd be pekatin. Also, if he says I returned it, I pay zero. If he says nensa, he pays zero. Both tainis are exactly equal. Most migus and shas are that way. That what you did say and what you could have said are equal. That's a normal migul, and that's not strong enough to patur you from mishvua. Migul after mishvua, Rashi says layam. However, it could be a stronger migul. A stronger migul is when I say one taina, and I could have said a second taina. And the second taina, I would have made more money than with the first taina. An argimara. He says, Amoida b'mikta. Amoida 50. Amigu, I could have been kaifer hakoel. That migu is a much stronger migu. Because what I did say, I paid 50. And what I did not say, what I could have said, I would have paid zero. Now, that's a pretty strong raya, I'm telling the truth. When the two tainas are equal, it's a raya. I said this taina, I could have said another equal taina. But when I say one taina, and I could have said another taina that I would have done better, that's a stronger migu. That's a stronger migu than a regular migu. And Dr. Pnei Yeshua, such a migu where the second taina, which he didn't say, is stronger than the first, That nigu, everyone holds, you say, laftori mishmur. Everyone would agree that a nigu with a second time that you could have said was stronger than the one you did say. That's such a strong raya. But to say Yeshua, everyone holds, you say, laftori mishmur. Even if normally you say nigu laftori mishmur lo yamina. But this nigu, you say, laftori mishmur. Rashi calls this migu Meshav Aveda. Rashi uses the Lashon Meshav Aveda for a migu, which is a type of migu where with my second taina I would have paid you nothing. And with the taina I'm saying I'm paying you something. It's a regular migu plus. It's a Meshav Aveda. With what I'm saying, I'm giving you more than I would have otherwise. So Rashi's saying that he's not going on the takon of Meshav Aveda, the takon of the Rabbanon of Meshav Aveda. Rashi's going on our Gemara that every might of a mikzas has a migu, he could have been kai for akal. So if Rashi, normally I hold migu laftori mishmur lo yamina, but here he's like a Meshav Aveda, he's giving something back more than he got. Since he's giving something back more than he could have with the other taina, this migu, this we say laftori mishmur. So that the way he learns Rashi, it could be there's no machlokes Rashi and Taisa see. Because Taisa says migu, Rashi says meshav aveda, he means it's a strong migu, which is the way that Yeshua learns up this Rashi, which is in a way a it helps. I mean, Tysus usually brings Rashi when he argues. Not always, but usually. He doesn't bring Rashi and argue. Tysus just says, Pshat, it's a migu. So if Yeshua learns, Rashi also means migu. He just means this is a stronger migu, this is a migu plus Meshav Aveda. But there the migu is not another taina. It's a migu biyadai.
It's
10 times better because I could have not come to the Midi Vashar. Oh, so Taka, he asks that. The David asks what you're saying. That every Meshav Aveda should have this Migul. And the David Shem to Yeshua is that designed that Gemara by Mitziah. That the case is that there are Eidim who saw him pick up the Mitziah. They didn't see how much money was in the wallet. But there were Eidim who saw him pick it up. Because you're right, in a regular Meshav Aveda, it would be Mikra Adim. Is that the case that you were able to saw him pick it up, and say you saw him pick it up? That's why you couldn't say it's only a Meshav Aveda, not a melody. Okay, Akapanim, this is the way we learn up to Machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos, and comes out the way we're learning now, the way Yeshua learns. If Neima Amra Tayr Ma'ivus Atay Yishba, everybody says the kasha is that a Maida Bimiktas, he has a Migu of Kaifer HaKol, so why did the Torah Mechayev HaMishmur? So the Gemara answers, Chazok Ein Adam Meis. Ein Adam Meis Bonim Nei Bal Chayvai. Teis Ves Pshat, Amin Neim Amr Torah, Yeinem Pirish Yeinem Amin Migu, Dibay Kaifer HaKol, Ein Eilf Mahachim, Leinem Amin Migu Bihalma, Umishani, Ein Zem Migu. The Ein Adam Meis Ponov Lichvar HaKol, Taisa says that the Gemara is saying that we don't say Migu de Ha'azah. Whenever you have in Shas, in Taisa's in Migu de Ha'azah Le'aminan, it's always this. Migu de Ha'azah means what? I'm saying this. I could have said something else. The thing I could have said is a chutzpah. Migu de Ha'azah Le'aminan, that's this. That's the Makar is this Gemara that you don't say Migu of Ha'azah even when you could have made money with this second Taina. But a person doesn't like to say something that's a Ha'azah, Seems nowadays, I don't know if it's this way. There's a chazaka nowadays, they're not the mayor's fun like Al-Khayba. Today there's much more chutzpah, I think. But okay. Anyway, the Gemara has such a chazaka. They're not the mayor's fun of the mayor's fun. And, therefore, it's not a me. Okay, this Indian of Nikud Ha'aza touches on the yisaitis of Nigel, on the rules of Nigel, and what we're going to speak out now touches on something that comes up every time we have Nigel, how Nigel works, and it's very it's a very basic idea in Nigel. It's like the basic idea in Nigel. And we're going to try as best to understand the aside. And on Thursday, Mr. Hashem, come back to plug it in. I should, before I start, tell you that by Nigel de Ha'aza, which we say here that you don't say Nigel de Ha'aza, because the chutzpah, Taisvis, in a few other places in Shas, says that we only don't say a migud ha'aza to get off of a shvur. But a migud ha'aza, where the person with the migul wants to gain money, then we say a migud ha'aza. Where a person's chayav a shvur, he needs a migul to get off of a shvur. So a migul, to get off of a shvur, we say a migud ha'aza is not good enough to get you off of a shvur. But when it comes to money, Amigo da Aza, we do say to get you off of money. What's the svara to that? That's what the belt says. That for money, people have chutzpah. And I swear, alright, I'll swear it. But to that the belt says this pshat, we see a little more of a pshat in it. But that amigo da Aza, for money, you do say. Amigo da Aza for mishmur. What? Everything boils down to money. Sometimes the person is ready to swear. Have to swear. So I'll swear. But he'd rather have a migul and not have to swear. He's uncomfortable having to swear. It's true. If he doesn't swear, I'll have to pay. I'm talking about somebody who's ready to swear. So the type of person who won't swear, it's money. But the person who will swear, it's not money. It's just to get him off the hook of the shul. We'll never know if he would swear now until we try it. If he swears this morning. So, alright, let's just talk about the aside, and we'll come back to it in the session. What is the basic Torah on Migul? How Migul works? So you should know that Reb Shimon is here in Amasech the Siman Hay, and it's really in other places as well, in Suvis. And Rabbi Chanan is a Chelik Beis, Siman Gimel. And this is known as Reb Shimon and Rabbi Chanan's Chiddush, that a Migul is a Kayach HaTayim. That's the phrase that they coined. Phrase Kayach HaTayna, which is the way a migul works, and I'll try to explain to you what Kayach HaTayna means. Now, before I get to Kayach HaTayna, there are two parts to migul. One part of migul is that it's a proof, what we call a birur. And nobody argues about that. Everyone agrees a migul is something of a proof. Is a strong proof, a weak proof, we could argue. But a migul is a bearer that hakomai. Rav Shimon starts, there are two parts to migul. One, that's a bearer. And that's for sure. Bearer means what? Bearer means I'm telling the truth. I can prove to you I'm telling the truth. Because if I was lying, I would say something else that's even better for me. So migul is a bearer that hakomai, the concept that migul is a bearer. What Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon say is that there's a second kayach to migul, which is called kayach HaTayim. And there could be situations where amigo is not a bearer, but the concept of kayachatayna still works. Now the question is, to get a good understanding of what kayachatayna means, and over the years, every year this comes up, amigo comes up many times, and I always try to explain kayachatayna, and I had a hard time until I picked on one marshal, which I think is a good marshal, to understand what does it mean kayachatayna. The example is the following. Let's say you live in a small town, everybody knows each other. And in this town is a poor person. He's been poor since the day he's born. Born into a poor family. He's a poor person. We know what he does. He collects a soda bottle and gives it back for a deposit, and that's how he lives. And that's what he's been doing. You know, his mother collected soda bottles, and she taught him how to do it, and we know him. He's a rich man in town. He's also been rich as long as we know him. And this rich man, one day, calls the police, he has a break-in, and $1 million is stolen from him. Right? So the police come, and they don't find any proof, and you know, so he lost $1 million. So the next day, this poor man walks into shul with a nice fancy suit. And he has a lot of money in his pocket. And people say, where'd you get it? He said, you know, my mother and me, we've been saving nickels for a long time, and finally now we're breaking out the money, you know, we're going to live well. So they schlep him to Besdin, and they accuse him of being the ganav. And he says, no, we've been saving money, and this is what we have the money for. What's Besdin going to pass him? I ask you. That's what they're going to pass me. Anybody mistook? Huh? So Besdin will pass him. They'll tell the rich man, "Hamayti mechaveri, I'll have a raya." They'll pass him. He can't take away money from him. Now, if you're going to ask the dayan privately, do you really believe this body? Do you really believe him? And maybe you won't want to say lashon hara. I don't know. But if he asks if he believes him, well, of course I don't believe him. Nobody believes him. Yet, Besdin's going to pass him. Why? That's Kayach HaTayna. Kayach HaTayna is a right. Every person has a right to say a Taina in Besdin. And if we can't disprove your Taina, if you're a Muzik, Kayach HaTayna makes you a Muzik, and let's talk about all of that. If a person has no Taina, he tied to something that's physically impossible. He tied to something that doesn't win in Besdin. He tied to something he has no nemanis. That he has no kayach. But as long as he says a taina, which he has a right to say, that's kayach a taina. The kayach a taina means a right. I have a right to say a taina. What does kayach a taina do? Besdin doesn't believe me with kayach a taina. It just makes me a muzik. Kayach a taina makes me a muzik. I say I've been saving nickels and that's how I have all this money in my pocket. That makes me a muzik. Doesn't make it that I'm telling the truth necessarily. Makes me a muzik. And hey, I said I'm a muzik. That's why I'm. The question is, if a person comes into Besdin and he says, I'm not saying anything. The person walks into Besdin and says, they ask him, keeps his mouth shut. He is an American, he's Lee the Fifth. You understand? Is that a possibility? What do you do then? So that, we once had, not Gittin, must have been in Subis, Machlaikis, exchange of letters from Rav Shachter or Rav Moshe, what we do in such a case. I remember learning in Shir that it's a Machlaikis or Shachter or Rav Moshe. And later I saw that it's an earlier Machlaikis. And Rav Moshe Rashach was just arguing the two tzadim really. But it's a really separate thing. What happens if a person says, his taina is, I won't say anything. His taina is, I won't say anything. I won't say anything. Does a person have a right to such a thing? So that's, like I say, a separate discussion. There's an argument for that. But what Rav Shimon and Rav Chanan are talking about is this concept, kayach taina. And again, the point is, kayach taina is not that we believe you. It's that you have a right to be called a muzik. If you have a taina, it's not kashen anyway taina. A person being a muzik and then no taina, we give it back to the marikam. But if somebody's a muzik and he has a taina, that's zok Rav Shimon. Rav Bachar. A migu, in addition to being a proof, a migu is also a koyach atayim. What does that mean? It means I come to Bezdin, I want to say, I'm coming to Bezdin, you have a shtar, I owe you money. I come into Bezdin, I say I paid you. And I really, do I have a koyach to say I paid you if you have a shtar? That I don't have a koyach atayim for. Really, if you have a shtar, and I'm saying perua, I don't have a koyach atayim to say perua. So how can I say perua if you have a shtar? So I say, 1 minute, Bezdin says, he has a migu de mezuyas. Perua is believed with a migu of mezuyas. If he would say mezuyas, if he would say the shtar is a forgery, for that he would win. He has a koyach atayim to say the shtar is a forgery. Because we're talking about a shtar that's not l'koyi. So the migu gives him a koyach atayna to say perua, just like he could have said mezuyas. It transposes the koyach atayna that he could have said to the taina that he did say. Because you're telling him, he's saying, I'm part of perua, I pay. You're telling him, you can't say perua, you have no power to say perua. So we're saying, no, I could say perua. Since I have an ego mezuyas, I could say perua. What would the other person have to do to collect? If you have a shtar, and I say perua with an ego mezuyas, so to get me to pay, what do you have to do? Be mekayim mishtar. If you get Aiden to prove it's a good shtar, now I could not have said mezuyas. Now when I say perua, I have no migo mezuyas. Now perua, I can't tie it. So this is the yisoid of koyach atayna. The yisoid of koyach atayna is this nekuda. That migu, in addition to being a bearer, also is a koyach atayna. It gives me a right to taina one thing with a migu of something else. That's the power of koyach atayna, the power of migu, according to this yisoid. L'may nafkamina. And you say, what's not kavina? If migu works out a bearer, why do I need a case that why do I need this explanation that it's koyach atayna? So Rav Shimon, Rav Chanan bring a whole list of situations in which it's not a bearer and yet migu works because of koyach atayna. Rav Shimon here in Simon Hay brings this as example, a case where a man had a pekud and he died. And now the person who gave the pekud comes to the assignment and tells the assignment, hey, tells the assignment, return the pekud. Assignment don't know. They don't know what happened. So Rav Shimon brings from a Gemara that we taina for the Yisayimim, a taina that shliach, any taina that shliach, Taisus says maybe even a taina that's not shliach, but certainly Tanina liasmi, we had it, there was a Taisus on Bezim and Aleph and Gittin that mentioned Tanina liasmi, that we taina for Yisayimim, but the father could have taina. Now, we don't know if the father returned it or not. We have no idea. But Tanina, we say for the father, exactly. He could have said he returned it. He could have said he returned it. Even in such a situation where the father himself would only be believed with exactly, with amigo nenso. In a case where the father himself would have been believed to say exactly only with amigo, let's say it was Tesmanoi, he would only be believed to say exactly with amigo of nenso. So we tell it for the assignment. Hizarti. I Hizarti does not believe. Yeah, but he's the father would have had a vehicle. So we give the assignment the same vehicle. Okay? Or it says, for a migu de mezuyas. Somebody has a shtar that the father owed money. So we tell it for the assignment, perula. I, perula, does not believe. He has a shtar. Yeah, there's a migu of mezuyas. We tell it for the assignment. What's the problem? If you learn a migu is a bearer,
the way you learn before Rav Shimon and Rav Chanan came along. There's a major problem with this. What's the problem? Tanina Lee asked me, Prua with Amigo Mizut. What's wrong with that? Doesn't know what happened with the assignment. We try to kind of what happened. For the assignment, Tanina, we try to kind of any possibility. Yechab. What is a migul? If you learn migul is a bearer, it means I could prove I'm telling the truth. How could I prove it? If I'm a liar, I would have said something else. So I could prove I'm telling the truth, because if I'm a liar, I would have said something different. When there's no man here saying Perua, the man is not alive. We don't know what he would have said. Maybe he would have said, I owe it. We don't know. So Bezdin is tiny Perua. So Bezdin says Perua. And the other man says, well, you can't tiny Perua. I have a shtar. The father owes me money. You can't tiny Perua. So Bezdin says, yeah, Perua, but I can prove Perua is true because of the Migu of Mizuyah. Well, what Migu of Mizuyah? That doesn't prove anything. Amigu, the father could have tied a mezuzah. The father's not here. We don't know what the father said. It's an imaginary migu. It's an imagine. No one tied it for Rua. Bezin says maybe it's paid. With amigu and mezuzah. Well, amigu and mezuzah. There's no migu. Bezin doesn't know what's going on. They don't know what happened. How can you tie it for a dead person for amigu and mezuzah? If I can tie a migu for a dead person, Zokr of Shimon. No, you know how it works. That we tied up Perua. The man says, how can you tie up Perua? I have a shtar. No, but we have a kayach tying up Perua. Since Mizuyev would beat you, since Mizuyev would win, so therefore Perua also wins with the Migo Mizuyev. That works with kayach tying up. The Bezdin could say Tanina Perua because they could have said, because since they could win with the tying of Mizuyev, they have a kayach tying up to say Perua. This is an example of a case where amigu is not mevar or anything, and yet it works with amigu. I'll give you a second example. Hopefully, the second I don't see. I'm not going to chop the first one. Shimon has a second example. This one's actually not a disser of Shimon, but it's a Rabbi Chanan here. You have trey v'trey. Okay, listen carefully. You have two Eidim against two Eidim. Two Eidim say one thing, two Eidim say the other. So it's a basic rule that when you have trey v'trey, we hold that trey v'trey command the Issa, trey v'trey, you have two Eidim against two Eidim. If let's say two of the Eidim would have a meeting, let's say two of the Eidim say one way, the other two say the other way. The first two, they add a migu as an additional raya. So we have our rule that it doesn't help. Trey v'trey is the biggest raya. So just like 3 Eidim against 2 Eidim, 100 Eidim against 2 Eidim doesn't win. 2 Eidim plus a migul against 2 Eidim doesn't win. That's all where the Eidim have a migul. What happens if you have trey v'trey, you have 2 Eidim, let's go to our case. You come with a shtar, I owe you money. Shtar that I owe you money. 2 Eidim say, I paid you. Two other Eidim say that I didn't pay you. You have a trey v'trey in a case where the Baal Din has a migu. The Baal Din has a migu, he could have tied it something else. And then he would have won anyway. In a case where you have trey v'trey and the Baal Dover has a migu, then in the Poskim it says that that works. That trey v'trey migul doesn't help if Eidim have a migul. But let's say I have two Eidim against two Eidim. And the Baal Dover has a migul. The Baal Dover's migul helps. Such a Bochanan, that can't work because of bearer. Because when you have two against two, additional bearers don't help you. Two against two, adding a bearer to one side doesn't help.
So how is it that when you have trei v'trei and one side has an additional nigel that it works?
Dr. Rebochana,
it works al kayach atayim. It's not a proof. It's a kayach. I have a kayach. I'm timing something. Two eidim say like me, two eidim say like you. If I have a migul, then I have a kayach atayim to tayin what I'm timing, and I'll win. Not that there's a proof to anything. It's not a logical proof. It's a kayach that I have to become a mulzik. The case has to be a case where I'm not a mulzik. Obviously, if I'm a mulzik, trei v'trei, I win anyway. Let's say I have trei v'trei, and I'm not a mulzik. Okay, you have a shtar, I owe you money, and you grab money. You're the mulzik. And I have a kayach atayna pru amigid the mezayin. Then I win. If the amigul haitzi layamina, it wouldn't help for this. So it would be a case of haitzi, be right. I have to figure out the exact case. I don't want to debug down the cases which you'll find other problems in. What I'm saying is, in a case where it's a trade for trade, and I have a migul, the migul can make me a Muslim. That's the idea of kayach atayim. And then by trade for trade, I'll win rather than you. No, not for Mokim Egg. Lamarshal, if two eidim say I didn't pay, you mean if I want to say I paid with a Migo Mazillion? Maybe that's why. Maybe that's two eidim helping you. That's why. At any rate, this is the foundation of the. Of a lot of the Torah on this sugya, the foundation is this idea that migul has two parts to it: birur and kayach atayna. And if you don't have a klarkeit in what kayach atayna is yet, before Shir on Thursday, I hope you'll review it enough to get klar what the idea of kayach atayna is and what the idea of birur is in migul. The Stifler here on the Gemara has a piece where he works through. Reb Shimon has a piece, it's a short piece, Simon Hay, which is explains Taisis, Migud Ha'aza. And the Stifler is also explaining Migud Ha'aza. Reb Chaim also explains Migud Ha'aza. They all basically explain the slight differences between them, but they explain our Taisis with Migud.